We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the-
Hey, happy Friday.
It's Friday.
Woo, woo. And Sunday kicks off my lip service tour, and I'm so excited for that.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to everybody who's been supporting everything for me and the ladies of lip service. It's been a lot because I've been, like, handling all the booking hotel rooms, the flights, the guests, the everything. And yesterday was a great day for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I bought this condo in Williamsburg.
Correct.
And this is very exciting to me. Shout out to my realtor, Sarah Golan, because she is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she helped me get this condo. And it's an investment property that I'm going to rent out. And she got somebody to rent it and pay upfront for the entire year.
Nice.
So
that's
after
great.
Paying my taxes, that was an amazing pivot.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to shout out to one of my best friends in the world. We went to high school together. We took our moms together for Bermuda. We're always together. My friend Jamil, she just got a brand new job. She called me yesterday with that. So she does real estate. She did our contract for the juice bar.
Okay.
And she does commercial real estate law. And now she just got a great new job where she's heading up a whole entire team.
Nice.
I love when my friends are bosses and do boss things. So shout out to her.
Well, congratulations to her. Now, of course, I'm on my homecoming tour. So this weekend I'll be in North Carolina and South Carolina. I do the HBCU tour where I just hit all the colleges and do everything from DJing to talking about real estate, talking about financial literacy, talking about radio. So I'll be in North Carolina tonight and South Carolina tomorrow. Next week, of course, I'll be at Hampton University. And then I got a couple of colleges lined up. Last week, I was in Central State University. I was also in Howard. So I love this. I really enjoy talking to the students, especially since I went to HBCU.
By the end of your HBCU tour, you're going to have an afro.
I'm going to have an afro.
The way your hair is growing.
I'm letting my hair grow, man. All day people are like, is your hair real? Is your hair? I'm like, my hair is real. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know what? My wife and I, we've been together for 25 years this year.
I can't believe she still can put up with you.
Me too, man. I don't know how she does it. So next week we're going somewhere special. So I'm
going
to take all those
surprises.
Where
y'all going?
Can't tell you.
Oh.
Can't tell you.
She listens?
Yes, she is. She's actually up. She's actually up. So morning, baby cakes. So,
I thought she was more of the planner. Don't mess this up, Envy.
She is, but I'm planning this one out.
Okay.
I got some friends that are helping, but I'm planning this one out. So it should be a lot of fun. It's 25 years, so you want to do something different. You just want to share. And this is going to be like one of the first times that we're actually leaving all the kids at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just me and her. We're probably not going to know what to do with each other, but... Well, we know what to do with each other.
That's how those kids got here.
That's how those kids got here. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, today, Busy Bone will be joining us from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's my guy, Busy Bone. Yes.
We'll kick it with Busy Bone. Also from Detroit, what up, though? Cash Doll will be joining us.
Man, I love Cash Doll, and her album is out today. So shout out to Cash Doll. I actually hosted her listening party in Detroit, and she was playing snippets from the album. And when I tell you, if y'all haven't downloaded that album, make sure you download Cash Doll, because I love the diversity that she has, and she's really talented and very passionate.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to all my Detroit family. Shout out to Ty Mopkins. Shout out to Jay Neely, all the promoters out there. Shout out to my brother Tone. There's so many people out in Detroit. I just want to say what's up to and good morning, all right?
Okay.
Get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Ooh, well, let's talk about Donald Trump and Ukraine. The White House acting chief of staff has made some, I guess you could call it admissions. I say confessions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Start off with your Yankees. Start off with the Yankees.
The Yankees lost yesterday.
Not like I have any stake in baseball.
No, the Yankees lost yesterday, which is really hurting my feelings.
Good.
They lost to 8-3. Shout out to you Houston Astro fans, but we will be back to win.
No, you don't.
Yes, we are.
You're on the brink of elimination.
We are on the brink of elimination, but what does that
mean? Hold on, you sound very confident.
We love a good comeback.
I am confident.
How confident are you?
Like, what you mean?
Would you put anything on it?
Don't we love a good comeback, though?
Would you put anything on it?
Like, anything like what?
I'm just saying, would you put anything on it, huh? Are you confident they're going to come back? Say it.
Yes, I'm confident.
Let me hear. I don't
I'm confident.
You.
Like, but like, but how much you like? Are you saying when I put my butt on it? When I put some money on it? Like,
wow.
What are you talking about?
I didn't know. I didn't ask for your butt, sir.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I don't want it. That's just offering it up.
I'm just asking. You know, I just want to go to the World Series. You know, I want to take my pops to the World Series. That's all. Come on, Yankees.
Sound a little more confident. Sound like I sounded when I said we was going to beat the Jets this week, my Cowboys.
And also the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Broncos 30-6. What else we got, Ye?
Well, let's talk about White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. He just admitted that Donald Trump, well, you know what? I'll let him tell you himself.
Anyway, there was a report that we worried that the money wouldn't, if we didn't pay out the money, it would be illegal. That is one of those things that has that little shred of truth in it that makes it look a lot worse than it really is. The Budget Control Act says if Congress appropriates money, you have to spend it. And we knew that that money either had to go out the door by the end of September, or we had to have a really, really good reason not to do it.
To be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Well, so what he admitted was that Donald Trump did freeze nearly $400 million in U.S. security aid to Ukraine. All of that was because they wanted to pressure Ukraine into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
Well, here's the thing. Whether it's Rudy Giuliani, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's that guy, they're always admitting the crimes and nothing happens.
Well, he doesn't feel like anything's going to happen because here is what Mick Mulvaney had to say about whether or not he should have did that.
If you read the news reports and you believe them, what did McKinney say yesterday? Well, McKinney said yesterday that he was really upset with the political influence in foreign policy. That was one of the reasons he was so upset about this. And I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy. I'm talking to Mr. Carl. That is going to happen. Elections have consequences, and foreign policy is going to change from the Obama administration to the Trump administration.
Yeah, they've normalized crime in the White House, and they've normalized it so much, and they do it in such plain sight that the general public doesn't even think that it's wrong. And nobody acts like what they're doing is wrong.
So and then Donald Trump says you misrepresented and misquoted him. And
yeah, right. Listen, if you don't act like something is wrong, people will think what that person is doing is normal. Mm-hmm. If you don't punish people for their wrongdoing, people will think what that person is doing is normal. And that's what's happening in the White House right now.
All right, and I do just want to give a rest in peace to Breonna B.B. Hill. She is the 20th black trans woman to be killed in the United States this year. They are still looking. Well, they said the alleged shooter remained at the scene, and authorities are looking for no other suspects, so they do have that person. This was in Kansas City, Missouri, on October 14th. She was only 30 years old. She was shot on 43rd Street and Hardesty Avenue on Monday. She was dead when police arrived on the scene.
Damn. Rest in peace.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, horrible night, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Reese.
Hey, Reese, get it off your chest, mama.
Well, first of all, good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning. So this morning, I am a little bit frustrated because I'm having a hard time getting through to my husband in regards to making sure that the wife is happy at home because the happy wife makes a happy home.
That's right.
I feel like he puts his priorities, he puts me as a priority, low on the list. He'll have, the energy to go to football or play this or play that. But when it comes to, spending quality time with me and, making sure that my needs are met, he's comfortable with telling me no. And he doesn't see a problem with that. So that's why I'm frustrated this morning.
He's taking you for granted.
I don't know how to get through to him.
Well, we have two guys here. Has that ever been an issue for your wives?
Yeah, I don't see how your family cannot be a priority, but I do think all of us at certain times can become selfish only because we might be hustling too much, you know what I'm saying? We might be out in the streets too much, running around doing what it is that we are doing, that we just feel like our families are going to be there. So, yeah, you do have to be intentional about making time.
Mm-hmm. You might have to put things in his schedule.
Yeah, you just need to have a conversation. I mean, I'm guilty of that, too, because sometimes you work, and you forget to put things in priority. And that's just, I think, a lot of the time, the nature of the business, because, you always look at, I want to protect and provide, and sometimes you forget to do the small things. So I'm guilty of that as well at times, too, but sometimes you got to reset and spend that time.
Like, it's just certain things I know that I'm going to do every day. I'm going to sit down and have dinner with my family. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure that, I'm reading with the kids and praying with the kids before they go to bed. Me and my wife are going to sit down and have a conversation before the night is over. Like, those are just certain things that you just have to do.
Girl, you should do a pie chart and show him how much time he spends doing other stuff and the little sliver of time that he's doing stuff with you and be like, okay, so this 3% represents in this pie chart.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to definitely try
so
that.
So he can see it.
Thank you so much for listening to me this morning.
Good luck, mama. Hello, who's this?
What up, man? It's Phil. Hey, man, y'all need to probably stop doing this narrative where y'all make it seem like people, y'all try to compare LGBT or Q to a black struggle, where you hear a got killed. I remember Angie, just a reporter.
Transgender, a trans woman.
Yeah. Basically, it's if you really look at the story, it's them committing crimes in their own community. There's no black folks going around here actually looking for LGBT to kill.
How do you know? So tell us what happened in this case.
I'm pretty sure I don't know.
So you don't even know what happened?
Most of the cases I talked about before, that was other LGBT killing each other. Y'all try to put this narrative like black folks out here just looking for to kill.
Who said a black person? Who said a black person killed her?
Hey, yo, my king. Hold on, hang up on him. King.
When y'all say statements like in the black community, they are more homophobic.
What?
Well, the black community is more homophobic than anything.
King, when did I just say that?
King, I don't know who said that, but you know, I think one thing that we fail to realize sometimes, man, is there's black transgenders. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're black people, too. There's black gay people. Like, gay, just because they're gay don't mean they're not black. Like, I look at black first. That's just me.
That's right. You're right. But when y'all listen to y'all interviews, when y'all interview the LGBT, y'all always say, you know how it goes in the black community. They more homophobic than anybody, and which is a lie.
I mean, you sound kind of homophobic right now,
I don't understand what this has to do with us just giving a rest in peace to somebody who was a trans woman who was killed.
You sound a tad bit homophobic right now, my brother, because I don't even understand what your
point
is.
Like, why are you angry that we just gave somebody a rest in peace?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is King Mir.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning.
What's up, bro?
Charlamagne the God.
What's up, King?
I just wanted to call and thank you, Charlamagne. You know, I've been getting right with my mental health these past 3-4 weeks, you know, I'm back on the meds, you know, doctor got me together, got me stable, so
I love that.
I'm just grateful, and you know, you always preaching mental health.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm just grateful for you keeping that message alive, and I'm thankful because, you know, I got my first child on the way. I'm gonna be a young father, you know.
Congrats.
That's exciting. So you know, congratulations.
You know what's so beautiful about what you're doing? You're seeking healing, and you're trying to get to a place of healing, and that's going to help you break those generational cycles, man. So your child is going to come into this world with generational blessings instead of generational curses.
Yes, sir. And I just want to shout out my girl Valerie. You know, she's strong. She hold it down for me. We've been together since high school, so she's been a strong black woman for me. And Charlie, man, I got something I want to ask you, man.
Talk to me.
You know, I'm only 21. You know, I'm trying to do right, get right on the right path with my mental health and everything. You know, I'll see if you can send me one of those books of yours, man. You know, I'm just trying to read and get my mind right.
That's easy. I'll send you a copy of Shook One right now. I'm going to put you on hold and get your address. That's easy.
Hold on.
Light work. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, y'all. This is Kay calling from Norfolk, Virginia. How are y'all?
Hey,
good morning.
757. Get it off your chest.
So I'm mad this morning. I live in Norfolk, Virginia. As I said, my daughter goes to Charlotte Forest Elementary School. She's 6 years old, and she's in the first grade. And the school has been in the news on our local news channels for being infested with rodents, roaches, and potentially mold. So I'm very upset. My daughter's been out of school for a week. I've taken her to the doctor. It's hard to test for mold and asbestos and things like that. They don't have tests for that, and asbestos doesn't show up for like 10 years. So I've taken her to the doctor to test her for what I can, written the Norfolk school board members, the governor's office, the mayor's office, the Department of Health, the EPA. They're doing just enough to skate by and see that they're doing something. But the issue was reported by teachers at the school who provided pictures and supported documentation to the news because they had been complaining about it and felt like nothing was done.
Wow.
So that's why I'm mad this morning.
All right. Well, hopefully they get that problem fixed, Mama. I'm so sorry. I would hate to hear that for my kids' school.
I hope so, too. I just want all the parents who got any kids in Norfolk going to Charlotte know we have to stand together. We get more accomplished that way. Like, Ward 3 in Norfolk, write your city council members and let's get this taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Relax,
King.
Get it off your chest.
It's Friday. Let him be hyped. Go ahead. Let it out.
Yo, I just want to give y'all a shout out. I want to shout out to my track team. I'm going to practice right now. And I want to shout out to my organization. I started at my school called Black Men Don't Cheat.
Hey!
I'm out here representing. I'm at Augusta University. I'm doing my thing. And I just want everybody to know to go out there and spread some positivity because it's Friday. And it's a blessing to be alive. And
hey, don't be out there ruining the movement now. If you're really about that faithful life, then act like it, okay?
Yo, look up my school right now, Augusta University, and search Black Mendocino, and I started the organization here.
But it got to be about your actions, though. You know what I'm saying? Can't just be about lip service and words.
No, I got you. Go check the mission. We have a meeting every Friday. I just made a flyer. And I emailed you about it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, bro. How many members in your organization?
Well, 34, but at our first meeting, we had 18 people show up.
All right, that's good. That's good. That's a start.
That's great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Keep spreading the word, bro. King. Get your ass to track practice.
All right.
Have a good one. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about a person who is doing the TV One Uncensored series. And she is saying this person encouraged her ex-husband to cheat on her.
All right. Well, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. I'm a young
yeah.
CEO,
sure. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kanye.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Kanye West, he's taking his Sunday service out of the country. He's going to be in Jamaica. That's right. He'll be there with a visit that's being supported by the Jamaica Tourist Board.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be there tonight in Emancipation Park in Kingston. They said the service is free, open to the public, and it starts at 7 p.m.
I wonder, do they care about American political views in Jamaica? Like, if he goes over there talking about Trump, would they care?
If they have ties here, like, a lot of people come here a lot. They have family here. So I think if it affects them in any way, then yes. And they probably also don't appreciate things that Donald Trump has said about black people in general. So
mm-hmm.
I would assume, I know some people, when you go to Jamaica, they don't F with Trump at all.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But it's about Kanye.
Right? He's at Kingston, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Kingston.
That's going to be great.
All right. Lisa Ray, she did her TV One Uncensored show. And in a teaser for that episode, she's talking about how she was friends with Dwayne Martin. And that's her former All of Us co-star, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, Dwayne Martin got very close with her ex-husband, Michael Mizik, who was the chief minister of the Turks and Caicos formerly. And she said things got a little shaky with their friendship because of this.
When I introduced them, that was one of the worst things I ever did. Somehow within that relationship, I lost my husband to Dwayne Martin, and they became better friends than what me and my husband did. And I couldn't understand that for the love of God. He became disrespectful with introducing my husband to different women and women that we actually knew. So needless to say, me and Dwayne don't f*** with each other at all. F*** him.
How is that Dwayne's fault, though?
Well, she probably feels like they were co-stars on the show. They were good friends. Why would you encourage and introduce her husband?
Oh, wait a minute. I have to hear more details. But based on what we just heard, I didn't hear all that. She said he introduced him to other women.
And like women that we actually knew as friends and associates.
Okay, so if I introduce you to a woman, I'm not responsible for what you and that woman do. Lisa acts like the brother that she was married to couldn't meet women without Dwayne. If he was introducing her to Lisa's friends, wouldn't her friends already know who he is and know that's Lisa's husband? That's on them. How's that on Dwayne?
Well, she don't mess with him, and it is what it is. Like, look, if I'm really good friends with somebody, right, like, for instance, let's just say, Envy, we work together every
Correct.
Day. So if my boyfriend's hanging out with you and you're introducing him to women and you know he's doing these things, I'm going to be like, damn, that's messed up. Envy didn't give me no heads up. You should come right to me and be like...
Introducing women for what, though? Like, it's what, you
well,
say,
I'm
all,
sure it wasn't
all we
for
heard
business.
Was introducing to women. We
I'm
don't
sure
know
it wasn't
that,
for
though.
Business.
We don't know that, though. Listen,
I'm sure he wasn't selling incense.
When I introduced Wendy Williams' husband to Sharina, that was for business. They took it somewhere else. She wanted to be a model. He had a modeling agency. They took it somewhere
else. But then once you knew it was somewhere else, did you feel obligated to say something
that's
to Wendy?
That's not his business.
That's not my business.
That's
right.
Not his business.
Well, I would feel a way if my boyfriend did that and no one said anything to me, but y'all knew. And we hear every day.
I understand that, but that's a totally different story from what she explained just now.
And they were co-workers because they were co-stars on a show together.
But that's still a different story from what Lisa Ray explained just now. Lisa Ray said they met each other. By the way, the story could have ended with, I lost my husband to Dwayne Martin. That'd have been way better.
the headline sounded crazy. When I first read the headline, better. I said, wow. You know,
but again, we don't. Like we haven't heard the whole thing. This is just a teaser for her.
That's what I said. I need to hear more details.
Her thing. But I will say, if that was me, not only do I not mess with my ex-husband, which she doesn't, I also don't mess with you because you was running around acting like that was cool.
That I can understand.
And so that's why I say I agree with that. I wouldn't mess with him either.
I need more details to say.
All right. Congratulations to Young Miami. She had her baby girl. She gave birth. And last Sunday, she had posted a picture last Sunday being pregnant. So I guess we knew it was happening at some point this week. So congratulations to you.
City girl's almost back, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep. The baby's out. JT is out. All right. Now let's talk about some good news, some positive things. The baby. He actually gave a woman $1,000. She's a homeless mother who had a very young son. And he shared that video on his Instagram page. Amanda lives in her car. And when she heard that he was coming to Atlanta, she sent him a message on Instagram and waited in line 3 hours to meet him.
You tagged me on Instagram earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Quit. Put it away. Don't even let nobody see that you got me. Don't worry about it. You keep these two, so I'm with somebody else. Let me take a picture holding them for you.
Yo, I'm so f***ed up. Like, this is my son. I'm a single mom, bro. Thank you so much.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a beautiful story. So absolutely. Shout out to the baby for that. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, I want to tell a really tragic story, and this is going to really hurt your heart. And I know yesterday we talked to Centoya Brown, but we're going to talk about a 15-year-old girl from Texas who actually committed suicide on Saturday, and she actually was a victim of human trafficking as well.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Let's get in some front page news. Yankees lost last night. What else we got,
Yankees? Don't say that so fast. The Yankees lost, and they're on the brink of elimination. Now, I have no stake in baseball. I actually hate baseball. I think baseball is boring. I loved it more when everybody was on steroids. But being that Envy gave me so much hell this week because my Cowboys lost to his New York Jets.
They're not my
New York Jets.
I'm a Giants fan, but I'm glad the Jets just squashed. That's a word I just made up.
Well, guess what?
I just made up that
guess
word.
Guess what? Go Houston! Drop one of Coach Bob for the Houston Astros. Bun B, what's happening?
That's what I'm talking about.
Willie D, what's happening?
Did you say Bun B?
Trading Truth, what's happening?
Did you say Slim Thug?
All my partners in Houston, what's happening? I'm rooting for y'all. Positive energy.
That's right. Y'all ain't winning yet. The Yankees is coming back.
Okay. Your hairline. Anything is possible. After seeing Envy's hairline come back, anything's possible in New York.
What else we got, Yee?
All right. Well, let's talk about a Tatiana Jefferson. Now, we told you this story about a woman who was fatally shot through her window because a neighbor had called the cops. They saw that the door was open and they just wanted to do a welfare check and make sure everything was okay. And the cops came, and this police officer, Aaron Dean, did shoot her through the window in her own home. Well, now authorities are probing what former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean and his partner were told before they responded to that call from the home. They said the information came from the neighbor to the call takers, and while it was relayed to the dispatch, it was determined to be an open structure call. They said an open structure classification escalates the situation beyond a welfare check. And that's why the officers may have responded in a different type of way.
Here comes the spin.
Right. They said those types of calls could refer to a burglary or another crime, according to the report. And so they think differently, and there's a higher sensitivity to what is going on with that house.
So, once again, I always say you should measure twice, or you only have to the cut once. It seems like they're not measuring at all in this situation. They're just like, okay, this is big. This is big. And they just show up like it's big. Like, nah, it can't be that way, right?
You have to be, I think, as a police officer, you see the door's not kicked in. There's no struggle going on in the house.
I don't understand what happened to the pulling up in your car, putting the blue lights on, getting on the big megaphone and saying, come out with your hands up, anybody in there. Like, you know what I mean? Announce yourself. Let people know your presence.
And imagine you live in the house and you hear some noises, so you might go.
You'll grab your gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll tell you, the other day, somebody walked in my gate. I grabbed my gun and let the dog out.
Listen.
It was Jehovah's Witness, but I didn't know. He walked through the gate.
Self-preservation is the first law of nature, whether you're a police officer or a civilian. Okay? So everybody is trying to preserve their self. So I have no problem with IT. What's her name? Rest in peace.
Tatiana.
I have no problem with her grabbing her gun. And by the way, I have no problem with police being on alert, too, but they just have to be a little bit more easy because they are the public servants that are here to serve the needs of the public.
Right. You don't shoot first.
And you know what I never thought about, though, on the side note, not that it makes any difference, but you know, sometimes when you call the police for something, let's say you call the police, the first thing you say is, which is effed up, is they got a gun. And the reason you say that is because you think that they come faster. But They usually do come faster, but they think somebody might really have a gun. So they definitely should have had their lights on and said, hey, this is the police. Come out with your hands up. That's what they definitely should have did.
Everybody's afraid of the police. If you announce yourself as the police and you make your presence known, unless that person really, really, really wants some action, which you would know immediately, because they probably start shooting from the house or something, you'll be fine.
All right, now let's discuss another story that happened in Texas. And I know we've been discussing sex trafficking a lot on this show to make sure people are more aware. So a 15-year-old girl in Texas died by suicide on Saturday. It's 2 years after she was rescued from sex trafficking. Leticia Letty Serrano, she was a former student at Marshall Middle School in Houston. She was kidnapped near her school grounds, and she was sold to human traffickers back in 2017. She was only 13 at that time. Now, they did eventually find her, and they said she came back basically damaged. Her father said that after his daughter returned, she tried to run away from home multiple times to see the man who had sold her into trafficking because she wanted to be with him. So they had just celebrated her quinceañero, and then, you know, she ended up committing suicide. And they wanted to spread awareness about her story and also raise funds to cover the cost of her funeral. So if you guys want to look that up, her name is Leticia Letty Serrano.
Poor baby died with all that trauma. Mm-hmm. How you expect her to remain mentally strong after all that? She was only 14 when she probably got kidnapped. 14, 15.
13. She 13. Was 13 when
see
she
what
got
I'm saying?
Kidnapped.
Like, I don't think it's enough prayer, therapy, counseling, medication to fix all that damage, you know, when you get broken at that age.
All right. Well, according to their Facebook post, they just said Letty was abducted in 2017 through a man who drugged her and trafficked her. With the help of the community, I was able to get her back. The damage was already done. And the road to recovery is one of the hardest things for any child to overcome without the right.
My problem with situations like this is we don't get to the root of it, because who's the guy? Like, who's the dude that kidnapped her and drugged her? That's who needs to be dead.
And she ran
you know
back
what?
To him,
he
right?
spent. He only spent 3 days in jail.
So they did catch him.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, as a father, right, you don't want to kill him?
Yes.
You don't want to take him out forever?
Yes. That's what the cops should be
rolling
up on the shooting.
A guy kidnaps your daughter and F's your daughter's mind up where she wants to go back with him. I'm not supposed to lay him out forever. I'm not supposed to give him a dirt nap.
And they said that he was allegedly seen with another 13-year-old just days after.
How did he only do 3 days in jail?
I have no idea.
I'll spend 20 years in jail to take care of that problem.
He should be dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, and you're asking too much of me as a father not to smoke him. Be totally honest with you.
All right. Well, that is your Front Page News.
Damn, it is Friday.
Yeah, I just want to spread awareness about what's going on, though. Just, I feel like we've been discussing this a lot, and we need to make sure we continue those conversations.
Is there any numbers we can give out?
Yeah.
You see something, say something.
You mother effers out
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what are we doing? All right, well, that's Front Page News. When we come back, Cash Doll will be joining us. What up, Doe?
Yes, that is my girl, Cash Doll, and her debut album is out today. And I guarantee you, y'all got to make sure you stream that, purchase it, whatever you got to do, and support my girl, Cash Doll. Let's go.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Word.
Cash Doll.
What's good?
What up, though?
What up, doll? I'm in this.
Hey, y'all know I love me some Cash Doll. I say it all the time. And this is timing because we've been trying to get Cash Doll to come up here for the longest. But the album, Stacked,
is on its way.
Why you been ducking us, Cash Doll?
I ain't been ducking y'all.
Oh, okay.
I've been ready.
Yeah, right.
I stay ready.
No, but we did have a conversation, and she did want to make sure when she came up here.
I was promoting something, because before, you know, I really wasn't promoting nothing because I couldn't even release music. So it was like...
Why couldn't you release music?
Because I was stuck in a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let's talk about that. Well, you were stuck in a contract, signed a bad deal, couldn't get out. You waited to get out?
Yeah, I did. It was 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, and how did you finally get out of that deal?
I had to pay a bank.
Yeah, you got
to
pay.
What and happened? Who was the label?
Some local shit.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
When you started
I think legally,
hot...
you can't even really say their...
Yeah, I can't even say their name legally. I don't even want to. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I found peace in the situation. It was f***ed up, though. Because it was... No, it was really f***ed up because it was like I was releasing music and it'll seem like, okay, it's about to happen for Cash Doll, and then it's gone.
They pull it off the YouTube and streams and all
that. I'm
talking
about they even took it off Facebook. Like... It was nowhere. Like, I couldn't put music nowhere.
I wonder why, though, especially if they was making money off
it. That's the thing. It had to be more than just the money.
It being petty, spiting you.
It was spiteful to me, you know? But it's cool because I learned a lot that I didn't know because I didn't know the business of, this is a f***ing business.
That was your first.
You know what I mean? So now I know the business, going through court and going through all that shit. I'm like, oh, all right.
How much did you have to pay back?
Ugh. I said it in the KD diary. Damn near half a ticket. I had to come out total.
Wow.
From a local label, they were putting that kind of money out?
It was, they didn't. It was all of it's just a finesse.
How much did they give you to sign?
Nothing. They owe me.
Well, you learned the lesson about God, too. Nothing can stop what God has planned for
a person. Exactly. And that's what I, you know what, like, because if I didn't have, and it taught me how to surround myself with the right people because mm-hmm. I could have went crazy.
Right.
But I needed those people around me to keep my spirits up and keep me going. Because you know how, like, when you get your heart broken, that feeling? It's like I felt like that for every day for 2 years.
Right.
Waking up like, I can't do nothing. I can't put out nothing I love. This is my passion.
Yeah.
It was the worst feeling
ever. And
Mary J.
Blige don't make it feel better because it's not a heartbreak like that.
It ain't that type of thing. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. It's nothing you can do about it. You put out something, it's going to get taken down. You know, it's just f***ed up.
So you signed
local,
a new deal.
Independent, don't matter.
Yeah, I signed a new deal. I'm a Republic. Yeah.
Now, you didn't stay. Why didn't you say independent after dealing with the label process and all that stuff before? I said, you know what? I'll just do this myself.
No, because they had my back, and I wanted to because doing it myself. I had that time when I first came out, like in 2014. I had that me time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need a little
you
structure.
Want a team.
I need a structure. I need stability. I need a team. And I was just ready to go to the next level. They even though it was like so many other labels reaching out to sign me, it's like they stuck by my side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They even helped me
mm-hmm.
out the situation. So I was like, all right.
I remember hearing that Drake was trying to get you out of your label situation.
Yeah, Drake. Yeah, he was trying to help me too.
Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah, Drake a real n***a.
What was he doing?
What you mean?
Like, what was he doing? Like, how was he trying to help you get out?
No, I just, he came to Detroit, the Summer 16 tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kicked it about my situation. He was like, well, just let me know how I can help, you know, help you get out of it. And at the time, I didn't even know how I could help myself get out of it
mm-hmm.
until I dropped my song For Everybody. And then that's when my money started coming. I snuck that song out, but they took it down. But it was so good. And it was out to where, let me tell you this. So YouTube... I finally got a deal with YouTube with Omnia where you have to go through them in order to take my stuff down.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I finally had a deal with YouTube, and then YouTube was arguing with them back and forth. And then I'm like, well, the lawyer told them, like, tell them until we're done with litigations, then we can take it down or keep it up. But right now, no. So I'm like, hell yeah. It stayed up only on YouTube, though. Streaming service and all that, it was taken down.
That video.
Even
was-
now?
No, now.
Back then.
I'm here. I'm on this bitch. I'm in this
bitch. She got an album.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But let's talk about that song for everybody, because that did really catapult you into a national following.
That song changed my life. Mm-hmm. Because then I went from making like $25, $3,000 a show. All right, now I can go up to 10, you know. So now a bitch doing 10. That, but now I'm doing like 3 shows a day, and then I'm doing a whole weekend. So a bitch racked up to where she could pay 50 G's for a lawyer, just, you know.
Right.
Because my lawyer
is lawyer. Off you.
Yeah, I'm getting these. Hey, it's about to go down. So now I feel a little, what's up, bitches? I'm in this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my lawyer is Eminem lawyer. His name is Howard. Mm-hmm. And we reached out to him, and he like, all right, this is how much he need. And it was expensive.
But he got it done.
He got it done. So right. That song changed my life.
Listen, let me tell you, that song is so creative. I love it. So what even inspired you to say, because for everybody, she's speaking from, from the point of view of
a side chick and then the wife, mm-hmm. right? Because at first, the song was just a side chick talking. And then...
What were you at the time in this relationship?
Single. I'm lame. Okay. So I was singing like side chick stuff because, you know, this is what I was hearing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I'll make a song about that shit. You know?
Why you like
don't
that?
Stop with me. Don't you start, because I'm ready for your shit. So I made that, and then I'm like, okay, so the hook gonna be talking about the fellas, because mm-hmm. we can't just talk about
right.
the women, the side chicks talking to the woman.
Y'all and, for everybody.
You know, so I'm mm-hmm. like, the hook gonna be about the fellas. So these niggas for everybody. Then I'm like, this not right. Because my mom is a wife. I'm like, let me speak on a wife perspective, because a side bitch can't come at a wife like this.
I was like, who has it better in this situation?
The wife.
Nobody.
It depends. It really depends on the dude, because you might have one of these lame-ass dudes who end up leaving their wife for the side chick,
yeah.
and then their life is... I've never met a guy who's left their wife for the side chick and their life got better.
Yeah,
nah, never. My dad, you ain't living everybody.
Right. Nope. Because you ain't living right. You ain't nothing good coming out of that anyway.
And then the girls be mad at each other, but not mad at the man. They hate each other.
I hate that shit.
Because they expect that from the That's just the sad part. Like, they expect a man to be a man, but they're like, you supposed to hold it down. You a girl. Women ain't supposed to do that to each other.
Oh, my God. I just had it.
That's sometimes had it. What you about over there?
Oh, my God.
Spill it, Cash.
What happened, Cash?
Because I know a situation, you know, like a girl that wasn't even a she wasn't even with the guy. Like, she's just... used to being his side chick, like, and not, he don't even have a main chick, so it like, you've been around,
he never
this
committed
man, never committed yeah. to this man. As soon as I come around, he commits to me, we together, we like, ha ha, we happy. And then she like, bitch, you stole my nigga, he was never your nigga.
she technically
how
she was kind of leasing. And you
with
bought
the option to buy it.
Yeah, with the option to buy.
And she never bought it. So you came in and bought it.
Yeah. Was he keeping it 100 with her, telling her, like, yo, I don't want to be your girl?
I don't know, and I don't even give a fuck at this point, but I just know how situations get, like.
Nigga be lying, though. Nigga be telling
girls. This is liars.
You my boo, you my babe, but then telling everybody else, nah, that's just something I'm
I hate them. I do. That's why I'm single now. It's like all these niggas do the same shit. Like, I be trying to be on my shit. You and your wife and your kids be on matching this shit. And then the Christmas time, the presents leading up. I'm like, this going crazy. I need to let this man bye.
But I know a lot of these guys, I know a lot of them trying to holler at you, though, because we see it.
I mean.
Who trying to holler? Who trying to holler? You
I mean,
knows.
I just see a lot of guys trying to shoot their shots. So
yeah, they be taking shots, ending up on right. the shade room every now and then. But it's like, I can't take you serious. You ain't did nothing but said something on social media.
Right.
What have you done past that?
What's the most effort somebody's ever made? Like, somebody that you didn't really know like that, and they did something that was like, damn, they must really want to take me on a date.
Damn, I had to think way back.
That far back?
Yeah, because lately they just, I don't know, they just talk.
All right, we got more with Cash Doll. When we come back, let's get into a joint off her album. This is KD Diary. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
So, Cash Doll, let's flash back to when we sat down and had that conversation on Lip Service about confidence and how being an exotic dancer actually gave you the confidence you needed to get on stage and actually be a rapper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was like, I wasn't too sure of myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too sure. I used to, even growing up and stuff like that, like.
But then how'd you get into exotic dancing? Yeah, that takes a lot of confidence.
I wanted that cheese.
That cheddar. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had to get out. I had ended up having to move back with my mom. I had to help my mom and my sister and brothers. I'm the oldest of six, so I'm like, I got to get this cheese. Like, you know, I always been that one because I was like, I had three jobs at one time. Like, mm-hmm. I worked at Better Made, Chip Factory, Little Caesars, and Best Buy. One time.
Damn.
I like money.
He was hustling. Right.
And I like I like nice things. It's something that it's in me. Right.
That's
I can't
a Detroit
help
thing,
it.
I feel like, too.
You know, Detroit, we love all that stuff. The furs and the gators and the Cartier glasses, all the jewelry. That's what I genuinely liked it. Mm-hmm. So I worked for it. You know
Did
what I mean?
Did people take you seriously at first when you transitioned into music?
No. Detroit gave me the hardest time ever.
Why?
I'm not
going to
say the whole Detroit. It was 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like the kids and all, they loved me.
Mm-hmm.
But the older people around my age, they just was like, no, she's just a stripper, nothing else. She would never be more, this and that, and that, that. I'm talking about, I used to go, like, schools used to have me come perform, and, like, they used to be like, why is she up there with kids, and she used to be a stripper, and then, she ain't going to never be shit. And, oh, they used to clown the out of me. I'm talking about, I used to hurt my face. I used to be crying.
Mm.
I used to be crying. No, Detroit gave me hell.
Right.
Plus, you're the first. I can't think of what female rappers came out of Detroit.
Oh, Dej.
I remember Boss back in the day. Wasn't
Boss from Detroit?
Yeah.
She's from Detroit.
Who was in the studio? So, what was the first time where you knew you could rap?
When I went to the studio. The first time I was in the studio, you know Dex Osama?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my ex-boyfriend, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to dance, and this used to pay me like $1,500 to stay home. He used to hate that. He's like, no, you staying home. And I used to stay home sometimes. And then this one time we was in the car, I was like, man, you know what? What I really want to do? He's like, well, I'm like, I want to be a rapper. He like, we in the car, right? He stopped like, hey, you can do that shit. You fine as fuck. You got a chain already.
You already got the chain.
You got a car. You
got a chain already.
Everybody already love you. You be singing in the shower. Hey, you can do that shit. We going to the studio tonight. I'm like, hell yeah, we going to the studio. I can't do that shit, right? So mm-hmm. I'm like, right, I can do. We go to the studio, and we argue the whole time.
Why?
Because that's when I knew that's really what I love. Because when you're passionate about something, you can't cut me off, mm-hmm. tell me what to do, tell me what not to do. You can't do that to me.
He was trying to write your
Let name. Me do. Yeah, he was just, no, you should say this. And you got to get louder. Even though he was right,
mm-hmm.
it's like I felt like, you know, like when you passionate about something, you're doing it. Let me do me first
mm-hmm.
and then critique it. Don't mm-hmm. critique it as I go, because now I don't know how I like it. Or
yeah,
what
you gotta
I
let your creativity just come out, and then we build from there.
But he just cared so much, I'm sure.
He cared
too.
A lot, and he was so happy because after we were done, we was happy after that. After we were done, we got along.
Right.
And we got in the car, and he played it. He like, you hear you? He like,
you hear you?
You hear you?
I'm like, I hear me. I'm sweet as fuck. I'm like, you heard that part? He like, put that on your Instagram. I'm like, I'm doing it.
So what was Dex? Dex was your boyfriend at the time?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend at the time.
So how
y'all
did
not together no more?
No, he passed away.
Oh,
in
man.
In 2015.
Yeah.
How did that affect you when that happened?
It hurt me a lot because, you know, we didn't like each other when it happened.
Mm.
You know,
oh, just right. That's tough.
I left him alone when he passed away because he got a little possessive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I couldn't take that. I ain't having none of that. So I moved. I gave his mom money for him while he was in there to make sure he was straight, and I just cut all ties.
Right.
So when he got out, it was like he was kind of mad, and, you know, he had, like, this
resentment.
Yeah, and I just had to do what was best for me, though, because it was only going to get worse. And, shoot, he hated me. We were online. He was one of the people that was talking about me.
Really?
Yeah.
He was just hurt, though.
He was hurt. No, because he really had mad love for me. Like, loved each other.
Like, I'm sure if he wouldn't have gotten killed, that would have came full circle.
Full circle, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And so that happened. He passed. I was hurt because I never got a chance to, you know, even just say thank you for giving me that confidence
mm-hmm.
to go in a studio, you know, to even make me believe that I can do it myself, because I didn't. I just wanted to do it ever since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that, you know, I would be Cash Doll
right.
here with The Breakfast Club.
Didn't you go to college, too? Weren't you in school?
Yeah, I went to Henry Ford Community College.
Okay.
Yeah, I went there right after I got out of school, but you know what?
What?
Wasn't your thing? Yeah, I feel you. I ain't go to college either.
You was for the bread. You wanted the bread.
What bread?
I mean, you wanted the bread, the money.
Yeah, I want the money.
Now let's go back to Drake lifting your spirits. I like to hear when RB running game on people.
Y'all stop.
No.
What was the DM like? What was the first DM like? What was the first DM?
He told me happy birthday on my birthday, right? But I didn't see it.
That's the start.
I didn't see it until he came to Detroit.
Did you know him then when he said happy birthday?
No, we just followed each other on Instagram.
Wow.
I couldn't even believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friend, I used to tell him, do I know him?
You said you can't believe that?
She couldn't. At the time, it's 2006. 16, 15-ish.
And if you're a rapper and Drake is reaching out and following you, you hype.
Not just a rapper. Have you seen Cash Doll? Okay? I'm just saying. We know how the boy Aubrey gets down. Okay? Nobody act clueless in here, but continue.
But anyway.
So happy birthday. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, right? So it's my friend's birthday. She actually here. It was her birthday, and I used to always tell her because she loves Drake. And I was like, I'm going to introduce you to Drake because I'm a beast. Oh, I used to tell everybody, even when I was a little girl, I was going to be super famous and everybody going to be mad and they're going to try to be my friend. So this is my thing when I was growing up. I'm going to be famous. All y'all going to be so mad at me because I'm going to be, and if you don't want to be my friend, don't try to be my friend then. So that was my whole thing. So when she told me, she was like, you know, my birthday coming up, I'm like, I'm going to introduce you to Drake for your birthday. It's easy. I'm going to just hit him up. And we have these conversations where we play, and she's like, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, cool.
So you went to hit him, and you seen that he hit you already.
So I go to hit him to see that he's in because he coming to Detroit for the Summer 16 tour. So I go to hit him, and I seen this say happy birthday. I scream, bitch!
I missed my passing!
Drake told me happy birthday! Oh, my God! And everybody like, shut the fuck up. So I'm showing everybody. I'm like, bitch, look. So I hit him back like, thank you. Oh, my God. I did not know you said happy birthday.
Thank you 6 months later.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe you told me happy birthday. Oh, my God. This is crazy. He's like, yeah, I thought you just ain't f***ing with me. And I'm like, shit, are you dumb? They f***ing with you. I'm like, I'm f***ing with you. I think Drake make music for us. Right?
No, he do.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, she's like, all right, bitch, ask him. I'm like, wait, let me ask him. I'm like, okay, so you come here for the Summer 16 tour. Can we come? He like, yeah. I'm like, bitch, we in here. I told you I was going to do Drake. Bitch, I told you that, right? So he was like, I mean, I got a 15-minute slot right before I go on if you want it.
I screamed.
Ain't that amazing?
I ran around the circus like, bitch, I'm about to open up for Drake. Bitch, we going to be backstage. So
that's dope.
That's what happened.
All right, well, shout out to Cash Doll for joining us. Her album's in stores right now.
DJ Henry. I don't know what the hell
DJ Henry is talking about
right now. It's definitely a Friday.
He just ran in here.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Cash Doll. Her album is out right now. What's it called?
What's the name of her album?
Oh, boy, you guys are great.
Oh, it's called Stacked.
Stacked.
That's right.
There you go.
Stacked.
Yes. Go buy Stacked. Detroit, what up, though?
Good morning, shout out to Nori. Nori hit me like, yo, hook me up. I want to do a song with Cash Doll.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. What up, Nori? What up, N-O?
Mm-hmm. N-O-R-E. I was listening to Drink Champs yesterday. I was in the gym the day before yesterday, I was listening to Drink Champs and the Rap Radar podcast mashup with B-Dot and Elliot.
Okay.
Yes.
Shout out to N-O.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about the siblings who are going to be doing a joint co-headlining tour together. Who could it be?
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk a new tour. It's
time. She's spilling the tea. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, looks like Jaden and Willow Smith have announced a North American co-headlining tour. So that's going to start on November 12th in San Diego. And they're going to hit Austin, San Antonio, Tempe, Houston, Nashville, Raleigh, Atlanta, D.C., Philly, New York, Chicago, Royal Oak, Michigan, Toronto, Denver, and Vegas.
Interesting.
Anaheim, San Francisco, and L.A.
You know, my last name is Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, so I think that's a very interesting tour. The only other sibling tour that would probably really, really get me excited is Solange and Beyonce.
Mm.
That would be dope.
That would be amazing.
That would be really dope.
All right, now Showtime is giving a green light to Supervillain. That's a limited docuseries that's profiling Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's all going to be based on a Rolling Stone feature, The Rise and Fall of a Hip-Hop Supervillain. And it is a co-production of Imagine Documentaries, Rolling Stone, and Lightbox. That's 3-part series.
That's so whack, but BS gets rewarded nowadays. Nonsense gets rewarded. I'm like, when we see things play out in real time, especially like on social media, do we even care about that docuseries so soon?
Yes.
I don't feel like it's too early.
People like to see the details of what actually happened because there's so much rumors that went around, so much he says, she says, so they feel like a documentary.
What haven't been detailed?
I guess maybe all in one place at one time. Because, look, people are fascinated by OJ's story, and we've heard that a billion times.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still doing all kinds of docuseries and biopics and everything.
Yeah, but we're also like 20, 30 years removed from that. This just happened last week.
I mean, it's just like a CSI. They do stories that just happen, and then...
I still would like to know the whole thing, how they, you know, because it's interesting how they caught the driver, what the, you know, what made the driver flip. Was it ICE? Was they originally going at, like, it's interesting.
Plus, he's like the first openly snitch rapper, so it's, you know, I think that's the first. From Brooklyn. So for people...
That should be, is that something to be celebrated?
Nope.
No. But it's something to be documented, because everybody that they do a documentary on isn't a celebration.
And who gets paid from this? Because he can't get paid.
We have no idea.
He can't. Who gets paid?
That's a Showtime question.
This just sounds like some white people capitalizing off the BS that happens in hip hop culture, and we gonna eat it up.
Well, people want to watch documentaries, so it is what it is. All right, Kevin Gates. He's talking about what really made him decide that it was time for him to lose some weight. He said it was a recent interview that he did with Men's Health, and he said the realization that he needed to get in shape came because of something embarrassing that happened to him.
But what really did it for me, I had my shirt off, and I was holding my partner baby, and his baby tried to suck my breast.
Lord,
the baby kept going like this. You know how babies open their mouth and do that? And I just was like, I am too fat.
That's real.
I'm a fat slob. I need to lose weight. That was the most embarrassing shit. I mean,
that's real.
Even though I'm a big gorilla, I got feelings too.
Oh, yeah. You got feelings too.
That's funny.
That story right there makes me want to do push-ups. Everybody, like, as my brother Wax says, check in. Start doing some push-ups right now. Make sure you ain't got no man titties. I'm going to tell you something, man.
If that baby would have latched on.
If a baby tried to do that, or if you look down and you can no longer see your penis because of your stomach, you're doing too much, young man.
All right, now, Wendy Williams, congratulations to her for getting her Walk of Fame honor. So she's already in the Smithsonian. She said, now I'll be immortalized.
Did she invite you?
Why the hell would she invite me?
I mean, y'all had history. You were part of the reason why, you know, her show was successful at one time.
I worked with Wendy for 3 years.
That's a long time.
No, it's really not. That's just a blip on the radar.
That's a long time, but I figured she might invite you. Y'all cool now?
You've been doing radio for how long?
2 months, too long.
Exactly.
You said 2 months. I was like, damn.
I've been doing radio for 23 long. Years. There's plenty of people that I know I wouldn't invite to something like that I've worked with in my radio career.
Well, she also said Now, she also said if you want a polished interview and polished journalism, then you're watching the wrong show. If you want a good time, you better get into Wendy because you never know what's going to happen. So, congratulations to Wendy
Williams.
Drop one
of the clues bombs for Wendy Williams, damn it. She came from radio. Mm-hmm. I love to see radio people prosper like that.
And speaking of radio people, let's talk about our girl Angie Martinez and the Untold Stories of Hip Hop. So Nelly was on last night, so was ASAP Rocky. And Nelly is talking about certain things that have happened during his career. For instance, this car crash.
I was in the car with one of my best friends, and we were going to East St. Louis to go to this club, and it's called the Broadway. It's a two-way street. So we stopped, it's a line of cars, and he goes to make a U-turn. And as soon as he goes to make a U-turn, this other car just comes out of the blue, like, bow, hit us, and flipped us over. All I could think, that was just like one of the times I was just like, holy, because I didn't have my seatbelt on like an idiot.
And you thought that with this moment is going to be it?
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Mm. That's, you know, difficult. I'm sure, have we all been in car accidents here at some point?
I've definitely been in a couple of pretty bad ones. I was in a car accident so bad because I was super drunk and I didn't have a seatbelt on. They said that's the only reason I lived, because when the van hit and wrapped around the tree, the impact didn't kill me because I was so drunk and numb. And being that I didn't have a seatbelt on, I flew out the back window. If I had a seatbelt on, I got crushed in the van.
Wow. I never been in an accident, car accident that severe, knock on wood.
I've been in a couple.
And shout out to Nelly. People don't know, I love Nelly. Nelly's a good person. The reason to say I love Nelly is he's very loyal. I always tell everybody, I was we were on tour, and a fight broke out, and people were shooting in the club, and we were all there, and I fell. I got trampled. And when Nelly was running out of the club,
Why did you fall?
They were fighting.
You like the white person in the horror movie.
I'm not telling you my story. This was a heartfelt story.
Freddy Krueger's coming. Oh man, Envy fell.
Boy, you is a white man. You actually a white girl. I can see this whole thing playing out.
It was a heartfelt story. There was a fight that broke out.
You know how people hear gunshots and they run, but some people run toward the bullets. What's happening?
Because everybody was running out the club and I was running towards the back of the club. Because that's what it was me. It was Fabulous.
Gosh,
it was Nelly. And I fell.
So
it was
Fab
fighting.
Left you.
Yeah, Fab was out.
Okay.
But Nelly. I don't think Fab seen, but Nelly seen.
Yeah, Fab definitely glanced and saw.
He came back and got me. Him and the security came back and dragged me out.
So you Time out. You didn't tell them go on without me?
No. Why did you fall and couldn't get up?
That's what I want to know. Why have you fallen and can't get up?
There
DJ
was a thousand people. I was getting trampled.
It was just trampling you.
Did you have actual footprints on you?
You know what, man? Shout out to Logan. Drop on a clue bomb for Logan. All right. Logan is the man of that house. Nobody can tell me otherwise.
Did you have, like, dusty footprints on your back?
I was 21, guys.
So what?
That's an adult envy.
I was, like, 130 pounds. I fell, and they were trampling me.
We need footage. Does anyone have the footage?
I'm not telling y'all my stories anymore, man. I got too many stories.
Well, thank you, Nelly.
That's why I don't share.
Thank you to Nelly for dragging Envy out of the club.
That's why I don't share my stories with you guys.
Nigga probably started yelling, underlay, Nelly. Mama Dia, help me, Nelly.
But I was on the floor. And I was on the floor, and I was like, oh. They grabbed my foot and started dragging me out.
Lord have mercy.
And I looked, and it was Nelly in the security.
You just.
The security, I look like Suge.
All right. Well, thank you to Nelly. Envy, thanks for sharing.
I made your butt dry.
You did, man.
That is your rumor report, I guess.
Have mercy.
I was just saying thank you to Nelly. That's why I F with him so much. But, you know, forget you.
Nelly don't even remember that. Nelly said, I thought that was a girl. Nelly was like, it was this girl with a short
haircut. He does remember it.
Like, were you the only person getting trampled?
No, everybody was on the floor getting trampled.
Everyone. So yes, there was a whole bunch of people laying
on
the floor.
Not Nelly.
But Nelly was out.
Nelly wasn't getting
Nelly
trampled.
Had security. I didn't have security to get me out of there. You know what? I'm not telling y'all nothing.
I'd have did what Fab did.
You would have got out of Dodge. You know what? Thank you for that. I'm not telling y'all nothing no more.
Right, we ain't asked you to tell us that.
I was trying to thank Nelly. That's
you
got to
stop interrupting segments with your stories.
Shout out to Nelly. He's a loyal dude. Nelly just saw a damsel in distress, so he decided to help. This guy is so crazy. What is wrong with this guy? As if Nelly was being loyal to him.
He was. He came back and got me. He seen me there.
You were a damsel in distress.
I wasn't a damsel in distress.
Bitch down. Help.
A Sleeping Beauty story.
I'm not telling y'all nothing no more. That's why I'm telling all y'all nothing. Who are you giving your donkey to?
I don't even know.
Okay. Anything else, Envy?
Oh, brother.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah. A young man named Matthew Bushman needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Oh, I see you guys about to do memes on me already. Damn it, man. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's 45.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 18th goes to a young man named Matthew Bushman. Okay. Matthew is 36 years old, I believe, from Illinois. He was arrested for giving police officers a fake name. Let's go to WICS ABC 20 for the report, please.
An Illinois man.
Hey, stop. The other one. Hey, the WICS ABC 20. The first one, the original one.
That's only what he has, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's what you get for laughing at me so hard.
Shut up.
You had your stuff together.
Well, I wanted to play the original news report, WICS ABC 20.
Wait, he's getting it together. He's getting it together. He's
okay, Dan's putting it up. All right, Dan, live radio. I love it.
I
boom.
Feel like Envy got everything in a disarray.
All right, let me start over. Let's go to WICS ABC 20 for the report, please.
An Illinois man was arrested after he gave officers a fake name. Police said Matthew Bushman, 36, of Mansfield, is charged with obstructing justice. Police said on Wednesday,
Stop. Which one is that? I want the original one.
Oh, my goodness.
That didn't have the meat of the story in it.
This is how you know Breakfast Club is live and
it's
real.
It's live radio. It's okay. I want the original one that didn't have the meat of the story in it. You don't have that one?
Okay.
You got it? All right. There it is. WICS ABC 20 for the report, please.
Arrested a 36-year-old man for obstruction of justice. Police say that Matthew Bushman, this man right here, gave them a false name and a false date of birth to try and avoid arrest. Bushman was then taken to the Coles County Jail.
Now, I was so hell-bent on playing that news report because it sucked. All right, and in one second, I'm going to tell you why it sucked, okay? I've never understood the logic of giving police a fake name, simply because if they're taking you to jail, they're going to find out your real identity anyway. Not to mention, lying about your name just makes it seem like you're guilty. So I never understood why people do that. You ever did that? You ever give a fake name to the police?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't understand the reason. Now, in this era of social media, where everything is transparent, where everybody's business is out there, it's almost impossible to pretend to be somebody else. But in the case of Matthew Bushman, the reason why he couldn't possibly lie to anyone is because of this headline that's on Fox 6 now. This is why I said WICS ABC 20's news report sucked, because how do you have a news report and exclude the meat of the story, okay? The reason the guy is getting Donkey of the Day. I'm not one to complain, though. I like solutions, not problems. So what I did was reach out to a fellow member of the iHeart Mafia, Joe Bartlett. All right, he's from WOR 710 here in New York City, and I had him read the story, and I had him read it the way I read it on Fox 6 Now. Let's listen to Joe Bartlett from WOR 710.
An Illinois man was arrested after he gave officers a fake name. Police said Matthew Bushman, 36, of Mansfield, is charged with obstructing justice. Police said on Wednesday officers were investigating a forgery they said involved Bushman. Police said that Bushman, who has his name Matty B tattooed across his neck, tried to give them a fake name and date of birth to avoid arrest. He had an active Peoria County warrant.
First of all, round of applause to Joe Bartlett. All right. That is a skill. That news reporter voice.
That voice is great.
News reporter cadence, that news reporter anchor sound, that is a skill set a lot of people don't have. That is truly a gift, all right? Don't take those people for granted, damn it. But back to Matthew Bushman. I'm looking at this mugshot. I'm not going to show it to y'all yet, but right across his neck, right over his throat, in plain sight, it says Matty B. Did you miss that part of Joe Bartlett's story? Let me hear that part.
Has his name Matty B tattooed across his neck, tried to give them a fake name?
Yes. Now, unless Matty B, right, is the man whose meat lollipop you are sucking on, and the reason you have his name tatted across your throat is because he makes deposits there, there would be no reason to have another man's name on your throat. Even if he was dead, there would never be a reason to have another man's name tatted on your throat. If you're not sucking his soup bone, why is it on your throat? But since we know that's not the case, simply because his name is Matthew Bushman, he is today getting the credit he deserves for being stupid. If you don't understand the moral of the story, it's simple. You can't falsely ID yourself when you have your own government name tatted on your throat. Now, let's play a game of guess what race it is!
I don't want to play today.
Matthew Bushman, a.k.a. Matty B. He had his name tattooed across his throat and still tried to give the police a fake ID, false ID. Angela Yee, guess what race it is?
I don't really want to play, but I'm a guess that he was African-American.
Why do you think he was African-American?
Because we're known for lying about our name to the police.
Whoa.
Wow. But I've never given a fake name. I've just given somebody else's name.
Okay.
So that's not fake name.
Huh?
It's a real name. It's just not mine.
DJ Envy, guess what race it is?
Matthew Bushman.
And shout out to Bushman in
Detroit. A.K.A. Matty B.
Matty B.
Got his name tattooed across his throat, son.
Damn.
Guess what race he is?
I was thinking Asian, but I'm just going to go white.
Why do you think he's white?
Hmm?
Why do you think he's white?
I don't know. I feel
like... You just don't want to say black.
I feel like he's black.
And he's trying to sway you to think that he's black because he said, yo, this is his son.
Yeah, Matty B's son.
His name is Matty B. Matty B with the taps across his neck.
And then shout out to Bushman. Bushman does radio in Detroit.
That's his last name, though. That's not his nickname. His nickname is
Matty B. I know, but he's made me think of that.
I think Matty B. That's kind of corny, too. So I think it's a white name.
Okay. DJ Envy, Angela Yee. I will tell you that DJ Envy is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He is Caucasian!
Damn, I didn't want to do that.
He is Caucasian! I know you heard the tats on your neck. I know you heard the name, the little slang name, Matty B.
I knew
it. You thought he was black, but no, Caucasians, that is yours. The mayonnaise is heavy in this story.
I knew it.
He looks like he's one quarter black.
He probably is, because everybody come from Africa any goddamn way. They all are sons, all right? But yes, please give Matthew Bushman the biggest ER.
I knew that one. See, Matty B is not like a cool name. That's like an off name that somebody gives you. That's not like, you know, like, I don't know. I was right. Anyway, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Flashback Friday, Busy Bone will be joining us.
Yeah, Busy Bone.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
From Bone Thugs and Harmony. We have Busy Bone. Welcome,
sir.
What's good? What's good? Good to be here. Good to be here, finally.
Now, let's talk about you as a teenager. Because hooking up with Bone Thugs in high school, right? Mm-hmm. Was that a hookup where we all rap, we about to form a group, or was that just a friendship thing at first?
It was like a group thing. It was like some Temptations type stuff. We all was into music. We was all dirt broke, dirt poor. Everybody on drugs. I was selling dope in a dope house for my sisters at like 14 years old, and that's how I met Lazy. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a little rap on his, wrote a rap for him, and he came over to my house, come pick me up, and I never went back to the house. And we still sold dope here and there just to eat or whatnot, but I never went back that route. We just came together organically, and we, you know, we was hungry and everything, we was struggling and everything, but the music meant a lot more to us. You know what I mean? It just wasn't even a hustle. It was just mm-hmm. something that we did, and we knew we had a new style, and everybody told us, it was like, man, if they can just, as soon as somebody hear y'all, y'all gonna be on.
When did y'all develop the flow, the fast?
That ain't no flow. That's a harmony. Yeah, the harmony. Y'all was like a quartet, like a real R&B group that could rap.
But it was different than we've ever heard.
Yeah, it was. It started out Motown. You know, we from Cleveland, and it just formed from there. You know, I started out singing, and it just took off. You know what I mean? Like, I like to say it happened organically, but I know. Mm-hmm. You know, the universe put everything together.
Even meeting those other three, like, it wasn't one of y'all that was doing that one style, and you was like, oh, that's dope, let's all do that.
Well, Lazy started it off, but he started it off a little different. He came in, said, me hype them up and strike them up and give it a what? They like, man, letting them know they bunk got the flow. And he was using that. And then Crazy Bone went to jail, and he heard one line from Big Daddy Kane. And he was, while he was in jail for shooting Wishbone, why I was in jail.
For shooting Wishbone. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
It was an accident. I'm sorry.
What line was it that he heard from Kane?
I forgot. I don't know which one it was, but he heard one line, and he said he felt like, why don't I take this one line and make it a whole rap? And that's back when everybody was iggity everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody was iggity. And they didn't know how to, they didn't know how to bring together the elements to just keep saying real words. Don't use iggity. Just keep saying real words. Don't say iggity. Yeah, and then it just, Crazy brought it to the table. He's like, we all need to do this. We was already harmonizing, and it just came together, and yeah, man.
Who shot Wishbone?
Cray.
Why?
Because we was out robbing people, and they got in the car. Like, Wishbone came over Crazy, like, I'm finna go to jail. He did something, finna go to jail about something. I don't know what the hell he did. Came in crying, we about to go to jail. First dude we robbed, hit him with the 12 gauge. And the next guy that we robbed, we didn't have no more bullets. We had like one or two bullets in the gauge. We had a bag of bullets in the car. So we was excited because we had robbed somebody with a bag of 12 gauge shot, bucks. And me and Lay, we was about to rob this house up from Lele's mom because they was f***ing with Lele's mom. So we was going to go in there. We heard they had Uzis and up there or whatnot, so we was gonna go rob their house and shit. So we was just waiting on Wish and Cray, and we driving. We had two stolen cars, so we driving, me and Lay driving and shit. And they just drove past fast in the van. At that time, that's when he had shot him clean shot, because he kept loading it up. So, and then he had his finger on the goddamn trigger, so he shot Wish clean through his leg.
Damn.
And that's how it happened. We found out the next day,
but it was an accident.
Oh, it was totally an accident. Mm-hmm. They the best of friends now. You can't see one without seeing the other.
I wonder if they can laugh about that now.
Yeah, they boys.
You shot me.
Yeah, you shot me. Yeah.
So you took him to the hospital. When he went to the hospital, they arrested him at the hospital.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
You just got to throw him out.
Yeah, because he kept telling him, throw the gun out, Ant. Throw the gun out. And Ant was just crazy. He was just like, he thought he killed him. Because it was so much blood. Oh. You know what I mean? You know, they were still looking out for each other all the way there. They drove the stolen car to the hospital.
They drove the stolen car?
Hell yeah. And then the guy dropped charges. Crazy, he was a pastor.
What's your relationship like with the group now? Because I know back in 2003, there was a statement that you wasn't a part of the group. But then I think y'all reconciled. Like, what's the relationship?
I was beefing with Ruthless Records, and they was cool with it. They was cool with the label, and I just wasn't cool with the label, you know? And that's where we kind of started separating. Business came into play. You know, I was still young. I was still like, that. We need our masters. Curve this place. Let's shoot this bitch up. We got goons. Everybody, let's kill these motherfuckers and let's get our shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just looking at me like, B, man, what the fuck are you talking about, my? You know, this is our dream.
You was right, though.
Yeah, yeah, at the end of the day. And but I'm grateful that, you know, that what they did, because, you know, right now Ruthless Records, although they may not be putting out new records, the missus is, she out there killing shit.
You had your first child at 14 also, right?
That's right.
So what was that like? Because that's around the same time that y'all was just hooked up as a group. So how are you as a father at such a young age?
I was a foster kid, and I wanted to be better than who was raising me, I guess. So I've always been hustling, and I've been a daddy ever since. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, once you're a father, you're never not a father.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got grandkids, you know, by these the same children that I had.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my grandkids.
You're a grandfather.
Yeah, I'm granddaddy, granddaddy.
Did they make you feel old? Because you don't look old at all.
Nah, I don't.
How many grandkids do you have?
Huh?
How many grandkids do you have?
Six.
Six grandkids.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, you a granddaddy, granddaddy.
I'm granddaddy. Granddaddy.
How many kids
granddaddy.
Do you have?
Let me see. Non-biological. Can I count them?
Mm-hmm.
16.
Wow. Oh, non-biological, mm-hmm. and then seven. Yeah. Okay, I got to get
it. Yeah, non-biological. It's like 16 children and six grandbabies. So
wow.
I'm at 30.
That's a tough life.
What kind of family reunion is that?
Sure, that's crazy.
Christmas is popping. Thanksgiving, Christmas is popping.
Yeah, it's popping like a mother. I don't even turn my phone on no more. It's all gift cards in this mother. All gift cards.
You went through a lot at a young age, right? And things that you didn't even know about when you were young until later.
Right.
So how was that for you? Like, did the guys in the rest of Bone Thugs, did they know about those things at first? Or was it something that it took a while for you to express, just even, you know, being kidnapped
by
your own stepfather?
Yeah, that f***ed them up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they actually thought I was, like, clout chasing it. Like, when I put the music out, they was actually like, what the f*** are you talking about? You never talked to us about it. Yes, we shooting, robbing, motherfucking me, crazy. I'm gonna talk to y'all about that shit. It's all sentimental and touchy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk like that around people like that, man. You know, my boys, what they used to be, hunters.
So you couldn't show no vulnerability.
Hell
around
no. Them. Oh, yeah, man, I'm a hunter with you.
Did karma ever come back? You know, some of the people that you were hunting ever come back and say, yo, that was the dude that robbed me. Now he's in the group. Now I gotta get him.
Well, I mean, I had such a light voice back in the days, they thought I was a girl. Because the guy I was robbing motherfuckers with was 6'4", 6'5". Drop down, give me your shit. They thought it was just a girl in Cleveland robbing everybody. I was trying to get everything.
And you had the long braids, too?
Yeah, yeah, man. I had my hood on. I was doing my shit. I had my dirt on. You have my hood on. Tied up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think karma came back a few times for us, and there's a couple of things that needed to be paid, a couple of debts we needed to pay off, so a couple of lawsuits didn't surface and stuff like that. But, yeah, some
All right, we got more with Busy Bone when we come back. Let's get into a Bone Thugs mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Bone Thugs mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Busy Bone from Bone Thugs. Charlamagne?
When you got kidnapped, how did that affect you, like, later on in life?
It made me tough as a mother because it was like news cameras was coming in, and then right after that, I wound up getting abused by the dude my mom was with. And he was supposed to be, like, my real dad. And then I wound up going to a foster home. And it was just, like, a downward spiral all the way up until I met Eazy-E at, like, 15, 6, 16.
How old were you when he was on America's Most Wanted?
He was about 15. I was, like, 6 years old.
And America's Most Wanted worked? Like, when your story was featured on there?
Well, what happened was the guy John Walsh from America's Most Wanted, he was just getting started. His son had got kidnapped, mm-hmm. Adam Walsh, and he was putting out this movie. And he was fighting to put kidnapped kids at the end of the movie to show at the end, like, a whole bunch of pictures. And my mom was able to get my picture to him. And I was in this reservation down in Oklahoma and with my babysitter, and it came on TV. Mm. And she called the police, and our names was changed. I got vaccinated, like, 2 times, and wow. I'm sick as hell and you know. And
your
then,
mom never stopped looking for you, though.
Never. They gave her a lot of flack because she was an Italian woman, and they was like, yeah, that's what you get for messing with a black dude. You know, wow. So it was up back in the days.
Do you remember being reunited? Because you thought your mom was dead.
Yeah, I remember. Yep, I remember being reunited. She sold all the rights to NBC, I think, mm-hmm. for about 10 years. We got the rights back a while ago.
The rights for what?
The movie.
The movie.
Story. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And came to pick me up in the jet, and my first experience on a plane. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm on, every time I get on a plane, I think about my mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I started singing for her, because I miss my mom. Mm. And we'd be in a van, and I would hear some music. And that was where my love came from.
Did you have any Stockholm syndrome? You know how some kids get kidnapped, but they sympathize with the person because it was, he was your stepfather, right? Or
well, no, I found out later on that he happened to be my real pop.
Oh.
And my mom told me she didn't want to tell me just because of the whole situation. And, you know, this is before DNA and genes and things. She was more or less like, if I keep you away from this, then none of his characteristics will fall on you. After she had told me, I was 39 years old when she had told me it.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Did you speak to him after that?
Nah, basically, I buried him.
Oh, what happened with 21 Savage and Amigos? You were upset.
Oh, here we go.
Stepping over a lot of good stuff, man.
Let me tell you something, man.
We're not digging into a lot of good
stuff. He said we should be digging in on these motherfuckers.
There's a lot of stuff.
Nah, well, he said he was gonna fuck my homeboy's wife. And then Offset said, throw your M's up. And then he said, y'all should be kissing our feet. He put the legends, them legends, we the only ones talking to y'all. He said, and then I was just like, all right, man, this I'm gonna say something.
How did this all start? Because it seemed like you were addressing them, but you weren't trying to be condescending at first. You think things got taken
out of- I addressed it on like Facebook and, you know, made a big ha 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 about it, came at big boy. He's my guy. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of got taken out of context, but, you know, I kept trying to keep it classy. And then I guess old boy went on big boy, and then big boy, you know, feeding that goddamn dragon. He said, so do you still think you're the best group ever? And then he said, and then lazy, he woke up on one and said, y'all just need to shut the fuck up.
And then that's when that's the way they supposed to feel, though, right?
Hell yeah. There's no slight to them guys. You know what I'm saying? Lay's kids done took pictures with him. I done took pictures with him. And it's all one.
See,
all
squashed it out and everything.
Yes, huh?
That squashed it out and everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, 21 Savage apologized to little Lay behind closed doors. I said what I said. And we moving on, man. Let's keep it pushing.
But you talk about it on this new album, Carbon Monoxide.
Hell yeah. I wasn't going to like just erase those songs. That was some LL Cool J shit. I said, these motherfuckers, I feel like this is some cannabis and LL Cool J. You know, it's like they gave me a little inspiration. So I appreciate them guys because they really made me get into my bag. I love
you think this
guys.
Might reignite something? Because you did put this out and there's a few different references.
Hey, man, I don't really think nobody lyrically want to fuck with me. For their sake, I hope they don't say nothing.
Now, did the police really come to your door when you came out with the gun? Did they really come to your door?
Hell yeah. They showed the
on live, like, be careful, you can't have that shotgun.
Damn neighbors is some f***ing snitches, man. God damn.
So your neighbor seen
your neighbor was 69?
My goddamn neighbors are snitching like a motherfucker, man. But, I mean, it worked out for the best. And I was just tripping. I was tipsy and My father-in-law, he gave me this brand new Winchester, like, all kind of guns and So I was just feeling myself.
You lucky you alive.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, well, you know, I got bae. When she told me that, I started, like, for some reason, I started throwing the guns. I'm like, legal as you know, you from the neighborhood, man. Anytime the police come around, we running. We are throwing the guns. We throwing everything. The weed, that's legal. Everything legal. I'm throwing everything out. But, yeah, it was one of them days.
Well, carbon monoxide is out right now.
Yes, sir.
And they could pick it up on all streaming services or purchase it at a store.
Well, they could purchase it on www.iambusybone.com because I'm doing everything independent right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely. And it's doing really, really well. Really, really well. I got my son on there, YBL Sinatra. I got my niece on there, Ajanae, and my boy Blaze. Big shout out to Blaze. Wait a minute. Big shout out to Blaze. Nothing but love. And it's a great record from the beginning to the end.
Can I ask you one favor? A lot of kids might not know who Busy Bone is and the style and some of the stuff that you guys have done. Do you have a 16 for them right now where they can understand what Busy Bone is?
Yeah, it might not be 16.
But go. I mean, whatever you need to do.
I bet he beguiled demise, realized digging in the vigor with my diggings in the middle with my newborn style, the foul sinning beginning. And venom, would he enter the mental, the ghetto, religion, belligerent vision? We back from prison, but don't nobody feel him but the millions around the globe. And the mission was money was gold, but he went nutty with money because he was out of the gully with nothing but ugly souls. Bloody with guts, he trust, no one will touch me. What, wasn't it rough enough? Gun up in lust, but I just corrupt. I don't even erupt. Creep on the come up, what up? Trapped in a radish, the trumpets pumping, tell him it's something. Snatcher, we out in the pasture, tattered like cattle, and medallions, diamonds, and a gallow, ghetto-ish bastards. Faster than the average asses in the shadows out in the battlefield.
How the hell do you breathe? Goodness gracious.
Gotta amazing. Peek your places.
did Big have to punch himself in? Or he did it.
He punched himself. He had to punch himself.
You know, he wasn't in the studio?
Diddy is a master, okay. So I think he, I just think he Chef Boyardee'd that. Like, I think he put it together. I don't know. I don't know if he just ripped it, because Big was really, really talented. For a big dude, he could carry a verse, so.
Well, this is one part of our job that we love, sitting down with somebody legendary like Busy Bone, so we so much appreciate you for coming through.
That's right. I appreciate you guys for having me in.
And, yes, sir.
Do I do my social media?
Yeah, of course, please.
Okay, yeah, so if you want to check us out, first of all, make sure you follow all my boys, Lazy, Crazy, Wish, Flesh, Bone Thugs, and Harmony, all the respectful social media. Myself, Busy Bone, MRMCCANE, Mr. McCain on Instagram, Facebook, I am Busy Bone. That's me.
All right, well, it's Busy Bone. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Big Sean did an interview with Entertainment Weekly, and in it he talks about being diagnosed with a heart condition when he was 19 years old. And he talked about the track Lucky Me off of his upcoming album, where he addresses it for the first time ever, where basically they were going to have to cut him open and put a pacemaker on it to get his heart back on beat. But then his mom took him to holistic doctors and they prescribed him magnesium for 2 weeks. And that's how they ended up curing that.
Salute to Big Sean. Big Sean is being very transparent and vulnerable on his new album.
Now, he also talks about dealing with his mental health issues and having therapists and mentors that have actually been instrumental for him. And he has another track called Wolves. It's a collaboration with Post Malone. He said that's one of his favorite tracks
on
the album.
That's actually a very tough tune. And y'all know I'm not a Post Malone fan.
We are aware. Mm-hmm.
That Wolves record is very hard. I didn't even know it was Post Malone on it, to be honest with you.
Right, so this is the Entertainment Weekly interview again.
I was raised by the world. That record is hard.
And he's talking about his family members when he's doing that song.
And he does address his mental health a lot in this new album, which I appreciate because it just helps to eradicate the stigma around it. So salute to Big Sean.
All right, now Nivea was on Vlad TV, and she was talking about Lil Wayne, her relationship with him, but also her relationship with Lauren London. She breaks down finding out that Wayne was having a baby with Lauren London.
And then I found out the day I was confirmed pregnant with our son that he had another one 3 months ahead of me that should be expected 3 months ahead of ours. So I'm like, wow. Then my mama died. So, yeah, life.
Damn. So the baby with Lauren London, that was the one that was like the final straw.
Nah, it wasn't at first. Not at first. It was very crushing. Then she and I became very close, ironically. I know that sounds weird, but we were two people going through something that was along the lines of humiliating.
Well, that's good that the two of them actually became close during that time, because it could have went the other way, as we've seen in so many instances. All right, now back to Angie Martinez and her untold stories of hip-hop. We got off track earlier because DJ Envy told the story about falling and getting trampled. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to that. Now, another story that Nelly told last night on Untold Stories of Hip-Hop was about the Super Bowl, how he was on stage, him and Diddy performed, and people forget about that because of the whole Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson situation that happened. Here's what he said.
So we get off, and they're bringing Janet set on. So we're running up the tunnel saying, we killed it, we killed it, we killed it. We get to the back because they still going. And we look on the screen because we're watching the show. And right when we was on the screen, we just looking. Then all of a sudden, it's just boom, nip slip. We shoot out the tunnel. I start running towards the field. Like, oh my God. Like,
were you supposed to go back to the field?
No.
Like, what were you trying to see?
What the hell just happened? Justin pulled out for real. Yeah. Nobody will say that, but yeah. Justin pulled out.
You know, I wonder if Justin's penis would have caused all the commotion that Janet's nipple did.
You can't pull out a penis.
I'm sure
on TV.
It would have been worse.
I feel like penises are even more X-rated than nipples.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Justin's penis is white. But I don't know if they'd have crucified Justin the way they crucified Janet.
I think a penis across the screen is worse than a nipple for some reason.
And then think about,
I feel like everyone has nipples.
And then fast forward however many years later, what is a nipple on TV?
That's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're still not going to see a penis on
now
TV.
Now is nothing.
No, you still see penises. You see penises on TV.
Where?
On them shows? Well, it'd be premium cable shows.
Yeah, we're talking about on regular.
Regular TV,
cable.
Maybe not, but I don't know.
I mean, regular TV.
I don't know if Justin's penis would have caused all the commotion that Janet's nipple did. Justin came out of that situation unscathed.
He did.
Janet caught hella flack.
All right, and I just want to tell you guys a nice story of something that happened with Sacramento Kings star Harrison Barnes. He is actually paying for the funeral of a Tatiana Jefferson.
Super tragic incident
where she was shot and killed by a police officer in her own house. We've been talking about this story where Aaron Dean is the officer who ended up killing her, opening fire and shooting her. Well, now at least Harrison Barnes is stepping in, and he will be paying for that funeral.
Dope. Dropping the clues bonds with Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
He plays for the Dallas Mavericks for 3 years before getting traded to the Kings.
All right.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And you know what? I want to salute Billboard too, man. Dropping the clues bonds for Billboard. They put out their Billboard R&B Hip Hop Power Players list for 2019. A lot of people I respect on that list is broken down into various categories, and they have me as a power player in media, along with my coach Thea Mitchum and OG Doc Winners. So,
definitely, congrats! So, dope.
Dropping the clues bombs for Billboard. I appreciate that. You know, I will continue to build my castle with the stones that they throw at me.
There you go. I seen you and Gucci got up. I seen he posted a picture of you and him.
He did.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, he said Breakfast Club AM. Y'all did an interview. I heard it got spicy.
Mm. Did get a little spicy.
Already got a little spicy.
Sounds about right.
I think I might put that out on Monday.
Okay.
Oh, you did post.
You thought I was lying? How you think I know?
Damn, how I look is almost as tall as Gucci Man in this picture.
You got the platform shoes on.
No, I don't. Those are Pumas.
With the platforms.
Wow. Interesting.
It got spicy? Okay.
Well, the mix is up next. Happy birthday, Neo. I'm going to get some Neo on in the mix. So let me know your favorite Neo joint, all right?
What's my favorite Neo song?
585-1051. There's Sexy Love. There's Miss Independent.
I do like a lot of Neo songs.
My favorite Neo song is Sexy Love, and it's not even close, nigga. Remember when St. John was here and he was talking about seduction? Yeah. That is a record that is full of seduction. The song starts off, she makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
But I love Neo collabs, too. He got so many great collabs.
We got one with Fab, with Remy, but we're going to get it on right now.
You know how a woman got a...
Ghostface?
You know how much you got
back
a
like that?
Woman?
That was my joint.
For her to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up?
I ain't got too many. Well, I got a little bit of hair on my neck, but...
We had a little behind-the-scenes remix version.
Go ahead, sing it. Go.
Nope. Salute to M-Eazy.
What up, M-Eazy?
M-Eazy, no. M-Eazy sitting around singing it to himself right now. He makes the hairs in the back of my ass stand up.
You know what? You play too much, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Revolt, we'll see you on Monday.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, shout out to everybody in North Carolina and South Carolina. I'm actually going to be at North Carolina tonight. Shout out to my brother, DJ Louis V.
Louis V.
Hey, what's up, Louis V?
We got Sweet tonight, and then tomorrow we are South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, you know homecoming. What?
It's a big weekend for me because this is the kickoff to my lip service tour. Mm-hmm. So Sunday we are kicking it off in Philly with Partisan Fontaine, DJ Diamond Cuts, TJ Adams, he plays Old Dirty Bastard on the Hulu series for Wu-Tang, and Young Chris, a Philly legend. So we'll be out there on Sunday kicking things off.
And listen, man, I want to salute to South Carolina State University. That's my mother's alma mater. That's an HBCU in South Carolina. I will be there today from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Smith Hammond Middleton Memorial Center, having a conversation about a lot of different things. But, you know, we'll be focusing on my favorite subject to talk about, which is mental health. But we'll be talking about a whole bunch of things, man. You know, that's home. That's my mom's alma mater, another beautiful black queen who played a great role in my life. That's her alma mater. She actually works there. Her name is Miss Nicole Brevard. So I'll be seeing y'all this weekend. And I'll be at the South Carolina State homecoming game tomorrow too, announcing something very special at halftime of the homecoming game for South Carolina State tomorrow. So
yeah,
I'll be there all weekend.
And Kamala Harris is doing something out there, right?
Senator Harris is there this weekend. She's doing it. She's tailgating at South Carolina State.
I'm gonna be out there for that.
I'm gonna go out there and kick it with her for a second as well. So yeah, I'm being Orangeburg heavy this weekend.
Okay. All right, when we come back, positive note, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. You got a positive note?
Yes, I do, man. And this is just for everybody out there that's going through something, dealing with something. I just want to tell you that trauma creates change you don't choose, but healing is about creating change you do choose. Invest in your mental wealth, people.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.